Okay, so now we're on lesson 6. I hope everybody's day is doing well. This is your tool belt, tool number 5, listening to God and hearing God's voice. So, as I mentioned before, having a relationship with God is very important, but it's also really important to hear Him as well. Did you know that in the world, as we go about our days, God is actually speaking to us through symbols and through things that are just around us, you know, like billboards, through newspapers, through the internet, through the clouds? You ever look at the clouds and you see a dinosaur? If you see a dinosaur, if you see an eagle, you see an elephant in the clouds, that's God talking to you. And that's something you could write down or tell your parents about and then get a meaning from it. So how do you get the meaning from it? Well, they have, like I talked about in the past lessons, you can get books that will tell you the meanings. I did mention the dream book, which is a good reference book, not only for dream interpretation, but sometimes you can find the prophetic symbolism in there too. Another way is to go through your Bible. Some people find that to be difficult because they don't really know quite where to look for it. But if you look on the internet and you go to like a Bible tool study or something and you type in what it is, you know, you can put in the search elephant and scripture will pop up with elephant in it. And then you can read the scripture and see if it speaks to you. And the other thing you can do is you can get a book that's called God's Prophetic Symbolism. Prophetic is spelled PROPHETIC, Symbolism in Everyday Life. And that's by Adam F. Thompson and Adrian Beale. I'll put that in this lesson as well so that you can have references for that. But yeah, you can actually listen to God and hear Him throughout your day. Isn't that amazing? Not a lot of people know that, but it is true. So when we listen to what God is saying to us, we can live a good life and live out our purpose for being on the earth. Because one thing to know is that we are not born to just enjoy video games, watch TV, and eat candy. We are here for a purpose. God has a destiny for all of our lives, and if we listen, He will get us there. So, how do we hear God? Well, I mentioned clouds, but there are more ways to hear God. Let me tell you a little bit about what I hear God through. So, when I say I hear God's voice, I don't necessarily hear His voice in my head, although sometimes I do hear voices in my head, and I can't really distinguish between whether it's God or the enemy or me. And that's something that I have real difficulty with. But that's okay, because there's other ways to hear God too. Sometimes it's just seeing God, seeing something that He's given us, some sort of symbol, some sort of something that we're supposed to see, like maybe a flip-flop at the side of the road. That's happened to me twice. I've seen flip-flops on the side of the road, and then I go look them up in my book, and then I find out what the meaning is. So it could be something like that. It's just about seeing and recognizing things that may be from God. And maybe if you're not sure that that's something that God's trying to tell you, why don't you just write down throughout your day what it is that you see, and then see what the meaning might be and see if it speaks true to you. So here are some of the examples. For me, scripture in the Bible. Usually when I pray about something or I talk to God about something, what I'll do is I'll flip my Bible and the page will open up to what God wants to show me that day. And then I go search for it on the page, and I don't always know where it is, but I look at the page and I'll read and skim through it, and then something will speak to me and I'll be like, well, that's God speaking to me today. It's pretty cool. The second thing that happens is prophecy. So when I read or listen to the Bible or listen to some praise music, I close my eyes after and God shows me a prophetic image that I then write down in my notebook, and then I ask and pray to God for clarity on that. And I'll go more into prophecy later in the lessons. And the other thing that I do is throughout my day, like I had said, I see prophetic signs in the natural world. When I say natural world, I mean the world we live in. When I say supernatural, I mean the spiritual realm around us. So, the prophetic signs in the natural world. When I go about my day, I often see white feathers where there are no birds. Just white feathers floating in the air in some random spot. And that tells me that there are angels. Pretty cool. Sometimes I see objects out of place in odd places, like the flip-flops on the side of the road that I just talked about. There was one time when I was driving on the expressway and there was a random laundry basket on the side of the road in the median on the expressway. There was a laundry basket. I kid you not, there was a laundry basket. And as I was driving along on the state, on one of the state highways, I saw a purple pool noodle. You know those purple pool noodles that you sit on in the pool that kind of keep you afloat? Well, there was just a random purple pool noodle on the highway as I was driving to Massachusetts. And then, like I said, there were two instances where I saw flip-flops on the road. And usually in a green turquoisey color. And I looked them up, and sure enough, they had something to do with what was going on that day. And also, I saw a blanket on the side of the road. Yeah, sure, we see lots of things on the side of the road, but this time I saw a blanket on the side of the road, and then I looked it up, and it sure enough, it had something to do with what the Lord was trying to tell me for the day. You know, what happened to me the other day is moose was the theme that came up for the day. And moose symbolizes danger if cornered or surprised, change, power, and importance. So, if you don't think that something is telling you something, that's okay. But if you think it is, especially if you see it more than once in a day, God's trying to speak to you. You know what else happened today? Today, I had a drawing that my child came up to me, and it was a drawing that had come up a few times. So she didn't, she came up to me one day and she gave it to me, and I was like, oh, that's nice, honey. I'll put it on my table. And I was going to look it up because, you know, it was just like she told me what it was. Then I saw it again on the floor by the door, and I picked it up and I was like, what's this, honey? She's like, it's a camel. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I put it on my desk thinking that, you know, okay, I'm going to get to it. I'm going to look that up. Of course, you know, my day goes crazy and distractions happen. And then today it showed up again on the table. It showed up again on the table. It had been moved about three times. And finally it showed up again on the table. And I said, okay, God is trying to talk to me right now. And he knows I forgot about this. And he's telling me about this again. She told me again, it's a camel. It was just a blue, it was like a blue spot, kind of like a rectangular blue something, what I'm saying is blue crayon, and then some red spots on it, and she called it a camel, and she called it a camel three times. So I went and looked up camel today, and it, man, did it have something to do with what was going on in my life. So I'm telling you, this stuff is important. And if you don't notice it yet, that's okay. Now we're telling you about it. Now you'll notice it. And now you just keep doing, just keep looking for them. What a cool thing. It's like a little treasure hunt for you. It's It's a treasure hunt. You're going out there, you're going to go find your treasure for the day. What's God saying to you today? Go out and find out. And so then, let's do a couple more examples. Also, I get songs. I often hear music from the Lord, and most of the time I get my music in my head in the morning after I wake up. And usually, these days, I try to remember my dreams, but I don't always remember them. And sometimes the music that gets put in my head at the time that I wake up helps me to remember the dream. Or it helps at least tell me what the theme of the dream was. So that I can, you know, then I know that that's what it was. So even if I didn't know the meaning of my dream, and I didn't decipher it right then, and I didn't find out what the meaning was, God let me know what the meaning is by sharing a song when I wake up. It had to do with the theme of what I dreamt. It's pretty neat. And other times, I'll turn on the radio and a song will be on that speaks to what's on my mind or resonates with me. When I say resonate, I mean it's familiar to me. It makes sense. It goes on, it goes well with my day. It has to do with what's going on in my day or going on with my week or whatever's going on in my life at the time. So he's always talking to us and also listening too. You know, I hear God's voice in my head leading me to the next step of what I need to do or what I need to say. And another thing that he can do is talk to you through your dreams. I just said it. God communicates with us all through our dreams. These are not just dreams that we are having just to dream. These are dreams that God is telling us something in our dreams. So every night I have dreams. And when I have dreams, and I can remember them, because I can't always remember them. But when I can remember them, I type them out on my phone. And or I'll write them down so I can refer to them later, and then I can go and find the meanings for it with the dream dictionary that I told you guys about the last lesson. But we'll go more into that in another lesson. And then seeing visions. This is something I see. I can see visions. I'm a seer. So one of my gifts, that we haven't gone into the gifts of God yet, but we will. One of the gifts that I have is called a seer. And I can see and feel things. So the one thing that I can see is visions at night. Sometimes I see day visions, but not as many times as I see night visions. So often times I will be laying down in bed and I'll be sleeping and I will be awoken during the night. And I will see a vision on the wall or on the ceiling. And then I will type it out in my phone on my notepad. And then I will go back to it in the morning or sometime during my day when I have some free time. And I go to my dictionaries and I go and find out what the meaning is. And I try and write it down and see if it makes any sense. And now if it doesn't make any sense, then I ask the Lord for some help. But the visions thing, it's a prophetic symbolism thing. You would use the God's prophetic symbolism in everyday life by Adam F. Thompson. If you have visions, visions are literal meanings. So that's why we use the prophetic symbolism book over the dream book. Sometimes the prophetic symbolism book that I'm giving you doesn't have what's in there, and that's okay. You can always go to the dream book for further. Usually the dream symbolism is similar to the prophetic sometimes, not all the time. But we'll talk more about visions later. Also, feelings for me. You know, through my feelings, I hear God. I can actually feel goosebumps in the presence of God, and or if an angel is around me. It's like a fuzzy, cozy feeling, and it's from head to toe, and it's just like an awe feeling. So this is just 8 ways that I can hear God. And that's not all, really. That is not all for me. That's just 8 ways. I definitely hear from God so many more times than that. Here are some other ways to hear God's voice. Prophetic words. We'll go into these later, but these are gifts of God, words of wisdom or words of knowledge. We'll go into that further. These are just examples for right now. Through art, you know, like I said, like my kids has been drawing things and they go in tune with my visions. And I've said that in the past as well. And we'll go more into that. Painting, you know, drawing, painting. Through poetry. Through music, you know, I mentioned listening to the radio or hearing music, but you can also hear through writing a song or playing music. Through movies, operas, and various shows like comedy shows or anything that you go and see. You know, sometimes you'll hear you'll recognize a word or something, and it'll speak to you in these various ways, through movies or operas or plays, anything. In nature, you know, when you see a certain animal, and we see a certain animal all day long, you know, God's trying to tell you something, go look it up. You know, write it down, look it up later. Sometimes, you know, maybe you'll see 3 birds or 3 leaves, and that'll speak to you. And you'll write it down, and then you'll want to go figure out what it is later that day when you have some time. The clouds, like I spoke of. The clouds. In the beginning of this lesson, I talked about the clouds. You see an elephant in the cloud? That's not a mistake. It's not a coincidence. Write it down. Find out what it is. God's speaking to you through the clouds. He knows you like to look at the clouds. That's the greatest thing about God. He knows what we will listen to, and he knows what we won't listen to. So he makes sure that these symbols are in where we would look for them. So that we're not like, oh, well, is that a symbol? Was that a symbol? He knows what you like, and he knows what you don't like. And he's not going to give you a symbol in something that you would never look at. He's going to give you a symbol in something that you would look at. It's going to catch your eye. He knows. That's the great thing about God. There's way more things that are great about God, but that's one of the things that is super cool about God. And the other thing is billboards. Yeah, they're advertisements, but I'm telling you, sometimes something just speaks to you in that advertisement, and you're like, whoa. For me, it's just, I mean, like, I don't know if it was from God or not, but it was a pretty cool thing. I was driving in Boston, and right near the, I don't know if anybody's really driven in Boston that's listening to this, but right near, and it's probably not there when you go to listen to this, because advertisements change often, but like right near where they put the big lock on the building, close to the South Bay Center shopping area, right before there is a on the right, as you're going north on 93 north, there is a billboard there that says Rhodes Schmodes. It's a GMC ad. Well, it spoke to me because I always rhyme things. In fact, I thought I came up with Rhodes Schmodes, and then somebody else put it up there, and I'm like, oh my gosh, Rhodes Schmodes, they're talking to me. So it was pretty exciting. So billboards, and then store signs too. The other day I was meeting somebody, and, you know, I was looking for prophetic signs along the road because it was going to be a tough conversation. And I wanted to know what I was going into. And there on the side of the road, it said Fox. It said like Fox something. I don't know what the next part of it was. I don't know if it was Fox Den or Fox something else, but it was Fox, and I knew that Fox meant something. So I went, so I haven't looked it up yet, but I'm going to look it up. That just reminded me. So store signs too. Also, license plates, believe it or not, license plates. There's some people in my life where license plates often speak to them. And now I'm starting to look at the license plates too. And I'm starting to notice that the license plates are making sense. You know, the people who get those vanity plates, you know, that say certain things. Well, that's so cool that they do that, because that's God's way of sharing with you something for the day. So maybe the next time you look at a license plate, you won't look at it the same way again. And there are way more things that how God speaks to us. I mean, there's so many more things. So many. So now you've learned that God can be heard all day, every day, and all around us. He's speaking to us daily about important stuff. And it's up to us to listen to what he has to say. So, how can you hear the Lord? Well, you can pray and ask for eyes to see and ears to hear, and he'll show you. On the next page, you'll see an activation prayer, and you can speak that over yourself. I'm going to speak it for you right now. I'm just going to activate this prayer over you right now. Dear God, I pray for eyes to see and ears to hear you, Father. In the name of Yeshua, amen. Okay? Next, there is an exercise and journaling assignment that comes with this. I encourage you to do it. Do it with your family. If you're in a group with your church, do it there. I encourage it. Because God is talking to us every day, and all we need to do is listen, I'm going to ask you to do the first exercise. At least do the first exercise. And the second exercise too. For 3 days, I want you to go about your day recognizing and noticing ways God may be speaking to you. You know, go over some of the examples that we just went through. Use some of those, any of those speak to you. If you say, oh yeah, I noticed that and I noticed this, you know, just go through those and then just write it down. And if you have a small notepad with you, or you can type it into your phone, or you want to record your voice on your phone and see what you may encounter along the way, just write, you know, just record it. And then an exercise two. I want you to write in your journal about how God speaks to you and how do you receive messages from God. If you know how you receive messages from God, do exercise two. If you don't know how you receive messages from God yet, do exercise one first, then do exercise two. Okay? And when you do exercise one and you're writing these things down or you're recording them, you're typing them in your phone, I encourage you, go get that book, because you can look it up on the internet, but the internet's not always correct. I mean, I have really hard time finding the prophetic symbolism on the internet. So I encourage you to get that book, God's Prophetic Symbolism in Everyday Life by Adam F. Thompson and Adrian Beale. And I will put that in this lesson so that you have that reference. Okay? And if you are doing this in a group with your church or a group of just anything. I mean, maybe it's not a church, just any group. If you are doing this in a group, I just want you guys to just get into groups, just share your results with one another. See if there are any similarities or differences of how God is speaking to you. If you have one way and a person has another way of hearing God, that's totally fine. Not everyone is going to hear from God the same way. It's going to be different for everyone. I just want you to know this is not a contest. It is not about who is better than anybody else. Because as believers, we do not think that way. We do not say who is better. It is just we're all equal and we're all just trying to do what we need to do for the Lord. We're all just believers, believing. No contests. We're all equal. So then I want you to compare notes. If you write down a few things in your notebook, then share it with your small group. And then if you want to break out of your groups and share with a bigger group, with the whole group together, have your leader write down on the board in front of you the different ways that we're given and have a discussion about it. This would be also a good time to share any experiences or examples you have experienced with Lord in hearing him throughout your day. And you can share these experiences with your group. And if you'd like, you could do that, but no pressure, of course, because remember, you don't always have to share everything that happens between you and God, because some of it is personal. Some of it is just between you and the Lord, and you do not have to feel like you have to share everything. But the stuff that he does ask you to share is the stuff that you should be sharing. But there's no pressure. Okay? Okay. I hope you enjoyed this lesson. And then the next lesson is going to be lesson 7. And let me just look at here. Lesson 7, gifts from God. We're going to go into the gifts from God. We're going to go through the how many gifts there are. We're going to talk about the different gifts. I don't have all the gifts myself, so I can't give you like specifics on everything, but I do my absolute best on that. And then in course, I think God's going to have me do course 2 on this. I think in course 2, we're probably going to be delving a little bit more further into the seer and discerning gifts and some of the other gifts that I have come across, prophetic and words of knowledge, I believe. We might do even more than that. The Lord, he just has me writing whatever. And just keep writing, and whatever the Lord's got going and wants me to share with you, I'm totally going to share with you. And for right now, it's this course, and I think there's going to be a second course. I think there is, something that dives just a little bit more into each one of these gifts so that we can further understand them. Okay, I hope you all have a wonderful day. And if you would like to share your results with me, you absolutely can. You can email them to me at ggcyf@gmail.com if you'd like to share. That would be totally cool with me, but no pressure, okay? Okay, have a good day.